The winds have shifted in job descriptions. The most revealing requirements are not always the flashy ones. They are the system's words hiding in plain sight.
The most interesting words in job postings are not always the shiny ones. Sometimes they are the boring ones. Compliance, security, automation, CRM, SQL, budget, forecasting, roadmap, workday, Salesforce. None of those words make a job post feel futuristic. They do not have the sparkle of AI, the comfort of remote, or the emotional charge of entry level with 3 years of experience. But they may tell you more about where work is actually going. William Gibson has the line people keep coming back to. The future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. Job descriptions are one place where that future leaks out early. Not as a grand announcement, as another bullet point.
The skack around the job.
A lot of modern job descriptions read like the job is only half the job. The other half is the operating system around it. You're not just doing sales. You're working inside CRM, forecasting, compliance, enablement, automation, and security processes. You're not just doing marketing. You're dealing with data, attribution, privacy rules, automation, dashboards, analytics, and increasingly AI language. You're not just doing engineering. You're carrying compliance, security, uptime, automation, documentation, and customer impact. You are not just doing operations. You are managing systems, vendors, workflows, budgets, dashboards, controls, and exceptions. The job is the work. The stack is how the work now happens.
What the data showed.
The role-worthy requirements and skills export pulled past skills and signals from a research pack built from nearly 500,000 canonical job postings. The most revealing terms were not all trendy. Among must-have skills or signals, the top items included compliance, 49,777, security, 43,683, automation, 29,189, Python, 26,076, CRM, 15,022, budget, 14,588, roadmap, 11,970, Salesforce, 11,529, 275, machine learning, 8,844, workday, 8,470, forecasting, 8,069. That is a strange list if you expect job descriptions to stay neatly inside one function. It is not strange if you have worked inside a modern company. Compliance is not just a legal job. Security is not just a security job. Automation is not just an engineering job. CRM is not just a sales job. Budget is not just finance. Roadmap is not just product. The words are spreading because the work is spreading.
Compliance and security are becoming everybody's problem.
Compliance used to sound like a department. Security used to sound like a team. Now both show up as context across the organization. Some of that is obvious. Regulated industries need compliance. Technical roles need security. Healthcare, finance, insurance, legal, and enterprise software all live with rules. But the deeper shift is that more roles now touch systems, data, customers, workflows, and risk. That means more roles inherit pieces of the compliance and security conversation. You may not be the compliance officer. You may still be expected to understand the compliance environment. You may not be the security engineer. You may still be expected to build, sell, support, market, or operate in a way that respects security. That distinction matters for job seekers. A requirement might look like a random extra bullet, but it may actually be telling you what the role is exposed to.
Automation is no longer a side project.
Automation is another tell. In the role-worthy export, automation appeared as a must-have signal in more than 29,000 jobs. It also appeared thousands more times as a preferred signal. That does not mean every role is becoming an automation role. It means companies increasingly expect people to notice repeated work and help make it less repeated. Sometimes that is technical, sometimes it is operational. Sometimes it is just the difference between someone who uses the system and someone who improves the system while using it. That is a different kind of expectation. The job is not just do the thing. It is. Do the thing, understand the process, improve the process, and maybe help automate the parts that keep slowing everyone down. That is a lot to ask from a bullet point.
The outside data points in the same direction.
The World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs Report 2025 says technological change, geoeconomic fragmentation, economic uncertainty, demographic shifts, and the green transition are expected to transform labor markets by 2030. It also identifies AI and big data, networks and cybersecurity, and technological literacy as the top three fastest growing skills. That lines up with what the job postings are whispering. The future of work is not arriving as one clean category called future jobs. It is arriving inside existing jobs. A little more security, a little more automation, a little more data, a little more compliance, a little more system fluency, a little more expectation that you can operate inside the stack, not just inside the job title.
What job seekers should notice.
When you read a job description, look past the title and scan for the operating environment. Ask, what systems does this role live inside? Is compliance central, occasional, or just listed for safety? Is security a real part of the work? Is automation expected, or just nice to have? Does the role require tools because they are useful, or because the process is messy? Are you being asked to execute, improve, govern, or all three? Does the compensation match the breadth of the stack? The point is not to fear these words, the point is to notice them. A job with compliance, security, automation, and CRM might be a great job. It might also be a bigger job than the title suggests.
The takeaway.
The winds have shifted in job descriptions, not all at once, not always dramatically, but enough to see it. The modern job posting is less likely to describe one clean lane. It is more likely to describe a job embedded in systems, tools, controls, data, and risk. That does not make the job worse. It does mean the job seeker needs a better read. A title tells you what the company calls the role. The requirements tell you what the role has to survive.